treatment of hospital-acquired methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus infections. Authors, Mariana Poggi. Pharmaceutical Chemistry. University of the Republic. Faculty of Chemistry. Clinical Pharmacologist. University of Montevideo. Abstract. Introduction, infection by methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, one of the main bacteria causing hospital infections, has become a worldwide concern due to the high morbidity and mortality rate it produces. Bacterial resistance is a factor that aggravates the problem of hospital infections and is mainly associated with the inappropriate use of antibiotics. The prudent use of antibiotics helps to control bacterial resistance, however, more and more strains resistant to different antibiotics are being detected. A review of available antibiotic treatments for hospital infections caused by methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus in adult patients was carried out in order to provide a guide for a rational use of available antibiotics, thus avoiding further development of the phenomenon of bacterial resistance. Methodology, an observational, descriptive, literature review type study was carried out, restricting the search to clinical practice guidelines. In order to know the existing guidelines in Uruguay, the Department of Infectious Diseases of the School of Medicine, University of the Republic and the Ministry of Public Health were consulted. Guidelines from different countries were found and analyzed. There is agreement on the general guidelines for pharmacological treatment of hospital infections caused by methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. Results. In Uruguay, there are no guidelines for the treatment of hospital infections caused by methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. The guidelines published by the Infectious Diseases Society of America are used as a reference. Discussion: some of the antibiotics recommended in the guidelines analyzed are not available in our country, as is the case of daptomycin, tilovincin, and cloxacillin. In particular, the unavailability of daptomycin could make the treatment of infections in which the mica vancomycin is higher than 1.5 mg/L more difficult. Conclusions. Therefore, it is considered convenient and necessary to establish guidelines for the treatment of such infections, according to the possibilities, to the epidemiology of our country and to the resistance patterns to this bacterium, in order to unify clinical practice and make a rational use of antibiotics so as to avoid promoting the phenomenon of microbial resistance.